Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's what the big voice man just said, but I like saying it as well. Hope your Wednesday is going pretty well to this point. It can get a lot better because we got a few giveaways that we're doing today. First and foremost, it's a Wednesday where we typically give away the $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. And winning that also gives you the opportunity to be entered for a chance to win a grill, right? It's a Traeger Woodridge Elite Grill. Is that a good one?
Oh, yeah. Woodridge is fantastic.
And then you will also get
nice
a case.
Nice and big, too.
You also get a case of John Lopez's OG sauce.
That's fantastic.
Is that
too.
Also good?
That's fantastic.
A little throw-in right there.
Yeah.
We'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour. And then later, we will also be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Houston Hoops Showdown, which will feature U of H versus Florida State this Saturday, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, all week.
All week we're giving away
real
those tickets.
Real quick, can I give a shout-out?
Please.
Can I give a shout-out to my dad? My dad is sitting here watching us right now.
What's happening, Pops?
Hey, what's
yeah,
happening?
My dad, my sister Trina is over there.
What do you call your dad?
Dad.
Okay.
Yeah dad. My,
how'd you come up with that?
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm a genius, man. You know what? I'm going to call you dad. I think a fun fact, when I was younger, so a lot of people call him by his nickname, which is Eddie. Mm-hmm. I think for one moment I was calling him Eddie because I was kind of repeating what everybody else said.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then you decided to be an innovator.
Yeah.
You were like,
you know what? You look like a dad.
I think so.
Yeah. So shout out to my dad. My uncle Mark is over there.
Hey.
And my sister Trina over there, all watching us.
Well, hi there.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate y'all. No, they're watching you do your big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that you're here with us every damn day here in the loop. All right. This Texas team, one thing that we know for sure is elite is the defense. But one of the things that I found interesting was this piece that ESPN put out, and it's Matt Bowen of ESPN. They went around and they picked the NFL's top players by specific skills. There's 109 different skills that they took, and obviously for different positions, like the most accurate passer in all of the National Football League, the best deep ball thrower, the best passing mechanics, so on and so forth, 109 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that I have for you, John Lopez, and dear listener, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Do you believe that there are Texans that are the absolute best at any skills in the league?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. And I don't even know what all the skills are.
Well, I mean, there's 109 of them. It's
but
a lot,
I can name a couple a that I think
off.
They are.
Okay, who are the players that you would think of that you're like, they probably have a skill that is the absolute best in the National Football League?
Derek Stingley would be at the top of my list.
Okay.
And that would be cover, or whatever they call it, in that list. I would say Will Anderson Jr. would be on the list.
Sure.
Maybe as maybe like an all-around, because, you know, he's good against the run, sets the edge, and rushes the passer.
Yeah.
Are there any others I'm missing?
I mean, I don't want to just go down and name the best players on the team.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what happens
in
some ways.
I kind of want to take a shot in the dark.
But we're looking at the skill they have.
Okay, I was going to take a shot in the dark and say maybe Kalen Bullock. Is he somewhere
ball
on that
scale?
Yeah.
Yeah. He might be.
Okay. So with that being the case, if I'm doing my numbers right here, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Texans that come in here. Now, you said Derek Stingley Jr., and I mean, that's your all-pro. That's all-pro Sting there. And he is on here as having the best backfield vision. The blurb they write, Stingley uses his backfield vision to overlap seam balls. Plus, he'll get in the weeds looking for work. He has 3 interceptions, 8 pass breakups this season.
Okay.
That feels right, man. Like, he's just – but it's interesting because I never think of it as the vision that he has.
Yeah,
right?
I think of the way he closes and his ball skills.
Right.
You know?
And when you talk about, like – you know, there's all sorts of different DB things. Like closing speed is Denzel Ward here. In phase runner is Nate Wiggins, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that there would be other DB things. But
so this is still deep.
Oh, 109 different skills,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
All right. So you said Sting. You said Willie Anderson Jr. And yes, he is indeed, according to ESPN, the best at something. And it's makes sense because we've heard a lot. We've heard him talk about it. We've heard JJ talk about it. In fact, we saw it happened in this past game, him demonstrate this particular skill, best speed to power.
Yeah.
It's his bread and butter.
A little bit of everything, yeah.
It's his bread and butter is like his speed to power. In fact, who was it that was talking about it? Mm-hmm. Was it, oh my goodness, it's going to frustrate me to no end to not remember the name. It was
Baldinger.
Baldinger, there we go.
Yeah.
That was talking about like his ability on third down to feast. And that's, I mean, it's not inherent that that's absolutely where he's going to go every time he rushes, but more often than not, it seems like when he gets to that point where it's like it is time to feast, that speed of power comes out, and that's what helps him be absolutely dominant.
Bless that center's heart. He just made him look like a fool.
Look, I mean, for a second there, I was wondering if he was going to send him to the upper room.
I'm telling you, man.
All right, so when it comes to the other Texans that are on
I'm here, trying to think.
I mean, don't think too hard.
It hurts when I do. It hurts. Who are they? I think there's some possibilities out there.
If I tell you best spin move.
That would be Danielle Hunter.
That's right.
Yeah, that would be Danielle Hunter.
Without question, in fact. Like, he falls in with the legacy of, like, I always think of when I think of spin move, like Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
He used to spin move himself into oblivion, but he used to kill people. And Danielle Hunter absolutely is there. Mm-hmm. It makes sense that both of your edge rushers have an elite skill because that's what we're seeing, right? Yeah. That's what we continue to see in them being capable of ending games. The beauty of it is that they don't rely on one skill, like that they've continued to advance this. Danielle, obviously, from a place of veteran. But Will, that's the thing that's kind of scary to me, is that he is still committing more of those to memory and doing them in a consistent way.
So there's two left. I don't know.
Someone said, all right, y'all are telling jokes on the text line now. 832 said Stroud for best emotional. Okay, very good.
If it was a category.
Another 832 said Joe Mixon at evading, which I get what you're actually doing there running back-wise, and I'll circle back to running backs, but third-level range, if I told you third-level range defensively.
I would say Kalen Bullock.
There you go.
Yeah.
He does that in a great degree. And it's one of the reasons that makes him a great ball hawk is that he just covers so much ground.
Yeah.
In the secondary. And you notice a trend here?
All defense.
A lot of defense.
Yeah.
I gave you Will. I gave you Daniil. Best hitter?
Jalen Petrie.
Which is funny because I would have thought that. They gave it to Azeez Al-Shaair.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's no problem.
All them body slams coming. It's starting to work out now, huh?
But interestingly enough, I'm glad that you brought up Petrie because Derrick Henry was asked who's the hardest tackler in the NFL. This is what he said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hardest tackler in the NFL. Petrie got me pretty good this year. He's a good tackler. Yeah. Jalen Petrie got me pretty good. I ain't even seen him, and he snuck me. But I respect his game. He can hit. Because he's a good tackle.
You don't think about a guy like Petrie because you think about, you know, the run stuffing, defensive tackles and stuff. But, you know.
Yeah, he flies in there. He don't care.
So, yeah, and the velocity. Like, they're coming from farther back, and they're going. So that's crazy.
You don't see him, you're going to get snuck.
All right, two things. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, is it a compliment or is it shade that he said he snuck me?
Yeah, I think it's a compliment. I think because it came to mind and he credited him. I did go back and see the play that he's talking about.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry literally like got up and looked to see who hit him. like if you go back
that's
and look
a big man.
Yeah, if you go back and look at that play and it's been shared, you know, all over. He kind of gets up and spins his head like, man, who was that? You're like, oh, it was number 5? Holy crap. I just thought of another one. Is there another Texan on the list?
There's one more Texan on the list, which is funny because
I just thought of
you have pointed out this skill, but I don't think you'll guess it.
Really?
Yes.
Cuz I was thinking offense.
It's not offense.
Okay. I was thinking Nico yards after catch.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking Nico yards after catch.
Let's do that and see what are the ones that you would think and see where they are placed on this.
Yeah.
The final Texan that comes in on this list of like the players that demonstrate the 100 or that are the best at the 109 skills in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Best field goal blocker.
Oh, yeah. DeNico Autry. Yeah.
It's one of those things that's really niche, but it's kind of it's been very vital for you in this this season. It's funny because we haven't seen it very often recently, but I'd be interested
in
seeing
that come
back.
He gets close a lot, too.
He does.
It's not just the two. Has he had two?
Yeah, and what's funny is I wonder how much that changes decision-making. Like, that's the thing is, for me, and I'm going to make this personal, deal with it, I have longer arms and people don't acknowledge it. They don't recognize it when I'm playing basketball until that first time I get a steal off you or a block off you. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
And it changed the way that people play.
You're like
and
an octopus.
I wonder if that happens if that's happening for teams with DeNico where they recognize, hey, we might not be able to kick here because the trajectory isn't right.
Yeah, he's blocked two. He's come close with a penalty on another, and then he's come close a lot in general. I like that one.
Yeah, so when it comes to receivers, the ones that they have is like, okay, so you're talking about best yak or something, best after the catch?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you mad at all that Jamar Chase gets this instead of Nico Collins?
No, not at all. That's good. I think what the thing about Nico is he doesn't necessarily, I mean, he has, but he doesn't necessarily always break it for 20 extra yards. He consistently gets like 6 to 10 extra after a catch. Just like he makes the catch and doesn't just fall down or lean forward. He'll go 6 or 8 yards more, and it's just consistently he adds yardage to his catches.
I do wonder if Joe Mixon even gets to, well, not wonder. I'm fairly certain Joe Mixon is not in any of this because he has not played at all this year. But the 8-3-2 saying that him being like evasive, the most elusive rusher is a running back that you've seen and handled up decently.
McCaffrey?
James Cook.
Oh, okay. McCaffrey's pretty elusive.
Yeah, and also when you talk about best rushing vision and instincts, Jonathan Taylor is there, another running back that you've seen and you handled up
vision for
well.
Sure. That is a layup as far as he sees everything.
All right, real quick before we wrap this up, were there any other ones that you were like, I would imagine a player on the Texans should have been acknowledged from this?
I thought Nico offensively and not really. Not really. Do you have any?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think, and I'm like, there's not anything.
Well, Bullock.
But he was acknowledged on the one.
Yeah,
maybe like the just the ball hawk nature as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seems to track with what we have that all of this is defensively when we talk about like the elite skills, which maybe you can say is it helps inform the way that they've gone about their offense. But again, tying back, I still am trying to find the balance between these are all the elite skills that you have. The defense is clearly elite. So you want to kind of have that be, yeah. This is the path that makes the most sense, but I still go, I feel like you should have more than one way to do this.
Yes, I feel like
you should
it
have
too.
More than one way to do this. Yeah. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with me. And yeah, text line, we should shout out Jalen Petrie because in addition to hitting real hard, he's trying to hit child hunger hard as well because he has that Feed mm-hmm. Five Even More campaign that's going for the kids. That's Kids Meals. Right, yep. Fig? I know that's one of those that's near and dear to your heart. So, yeah, continue to support
he
him.
He was actually, I saw him on a post with Wade Smith. He was actually reading to the kids yesterday.
He was, man, that's
dope. How about that?
Shout out him. I think Will Anderson Jr. was partnering with Canes in a way to do another thing. Yeah, because Tuesdays are the days where they do community outreach.
Yeah. So, and it was Giving Tuesday,
and
too.
And yesterday especially, so, yeah.
For sure. Giving Tuesday. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a story that I think matters if you're a Houston sports fan and have not had access to your teams. I'll tell you what I mean next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.